Blackstone Audio presents Masters of the Air, America's Bomber Boys Who Fought the Air War Against Nazi Germany, by Donald L. Miller. Read for you by Robertson Dean. To the gang at the Black Cat Bar, Elisa, Alexis, Ashley, Devon, Austin, and Mason. In the spring of 1944, we were masters in the air. The bitterness of the struggle had thrown a greater strain on the Luftwaffe than it was able to bear. For our air superiority, which by the end of 1944 was to become air supremacy, full tribute must be paid to the United States 8th Air Force. Winston Churchill, closing the ring. There was a consciousness always of the presence of his comrades about him. He felt the subtle battle brotherhood more potent even than the cause for which they were fighting. It was a mysterious fraternity, born of the smoke and danger of death. Stephen Crane, The Red Badge of Courage. Prologue. The Bloody Hundredth. The 8th Air Force was one of the great fighting forces in the history of warfare. It had the best equipment and the best men, all but a handful of whom were civilian Americans, educated and willing to fight for their country and a cause they understood was in danger, freedom. It's what made World War II special. Andy Rooney, My War. London, October 9, 1943. Major John Egan's private war began at breakfast in a London hotel. Egan was on a 2-day leave from Thorpe Abbott's, an American bomber base some 90 miles north.